Crews from the Coast Guard and Air Force are searching for a missing pilot that went down in Prince William Sound yesterday afternoon. KCHU's Marsha Lynn reports.
The pilot of a Cessna 180 airplane sent a mayday call to the 11th Air Force Rescue Coordination Center in Anchorage around 2 p.m. Tuesday, according to Anchorage Coast Guard Public Affairs Officer Sean Eggert.
He was in the vicinity of Perry Island and reported that he was having engine trouble and that he might have to put the plane down. Coordination Center contacted the Coast Guard, and we took the lead on the search and rescue efforts.
Helicopter and airplane crews from Air Station Kodiak were dispatched, along with crews from Prince William Sound.
The crew of a 45-foot response boat medium from Station Valdez, and the crews of the Coast Guard Cutter Mustang and the Coast Guard Cutter Sycamore were all dispatched to the area to aid in that search. The Alaska State Troopers provided a boat and a Good Samaritan vessel that happened to be in the area came to help with the search as well.
Weather conditions were poor, says Eggert.
There was blowing snow, only about 200 yards of visibility for the crews. So, you know, you're only able to see out 200 yards in front of you at any time. And the weather was predicted to get worse as the night went on.
The search continued into the night Tuesday. Eggert says Air Force crews returned to base, as did the Coast Guard's Kodiak air crews and the Valdez response boat, but the two cutters remained on scene. It's a large search effort, says Eggert. In Valdez, I'm Marsha Lynn.